According to a recent federal report, fewer than half of U.S. school districts test their drinking water for lead. But despite low testing, more than a third of schools that do test found elevated levels of lead in their water. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll discuss the dangers of lead poisoning and how schools can protect students. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, before the water crisis in Flint, most of us weren't worried about lead in our water, but this has become a bigger issue. How exactly does lead get into our water supply, and why didn't we pay more attention to it before now?
So it's in the processing of water, as well as it could be in lead pipes and could be in lead in fixtures that causes this problem. And we know lead is a powerful neurotoxin that can cause loss of IQ points. It can cause memory and cognitive problems for children, as well as behavioral problems. So because of Flint, I think there's been renewed interest, and I think it's warranted.
And I'm sure this report wasn't much of a surprise to you because you've been doing some extensive reporting about lead testing in Georgia. So can you tell us briefly about what you found out about Georgia school systems and their testing practices?
We at Georgia Health News surveyed the top 20 school districts in terms of students in the state. And what we found was just six of the 20 tested multiple water sources, whether it was sinks and faucets and water fountains throughout their school system, just six. It kind of surprised us from the sense that this is a problem that, as you mentioned, many schools have.
The CDC has said no amount of lead in a child's blood is safe. And as you mentioned before, even low levels can have these major effects on their performance in the classroom. What should schools be doing to ensure the health and safety of their students?
There are some school systems here in Georgia, such as the city of Atlanta and DeKalb County, that test all their water sources. And where they find high lead levels in that water, they replace the water fountain or they replace the fixtures. There's no federal law that requires public schools to test their water for lead. But there are states that require this. Georgia is not among them. We had a proposed bill in our General Assembly back in 2017 that would have required Georgia schools to test their water. It passed the Senate, but did not go anywhere in the House.
Is there anything that parents can do if they're worried about their children entering a school that potentially has lead in the water?
Well, there have been parents that have gone to school systems and say, look, we want to make sure that when our kid, you know, wants to get a drink out of a water fountain, that it's safe. And so parent pressure through PTAs or even singly can really make a difference.
And do you think that this will be an issue that persists for many more years, or do you think that we're finally getting on top of this issue of lead in our water?
I would like to say that we are getting on top of it, but, you know, and lead is in other sources as well, such as toys. You mentioned that. But there are still many kids living in apartments that have that old leaded paint. So have we solved this problem? No. Is it a solvable problem? It is. It's just going to take a community-wide, statewide, national effort to make sure that this neurotoxin doesn't get ingested by our children.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.